tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Johnson. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Shameless after show.
So sad.
It is sad. I'm not ready for it to be
Me
done
neither.
Yet.
This season went so fast.
I know. Yeah. And it was so good.
It was, yeah. I want so more. Good. I want more now.
Me too. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back. And thank you so much for everyone that's watched this entire season with us. We've had so much fun, and we love you guys that comment with us on YouTube. And if you haven't subscribed yet, and you're joining us for the first time, welcome. Please subscribe to us on YouTube. That way you can follow AfterBuzz and all of the amazing after shows. I'm your host, Haley Clover. You can find me on Twitter, at Haley Clover. And I'm joined by my gorgeous co-host.
Aw, you're so sweet.
You're welcome.
Hey, guys, I'm JJ Jurgens, and you can follow me at JJ Jurgens on Twitter.
You know what? We started this season. And just us two, and now we're finishing.
It's come full circle.
Exactly. Well, we have, you know, we always watch together and have some fun times, some funny comments, you know, our reactions. What did you think of the episode?
I loved it. I mean, I just didn't want it to end, you know? I mean, there's so much good stuff, and I just feel so sad when
it's over. Did you like how it finished up, how it wrapped things up? Oh, that's not a yes.
I did. I did want a little more resolution with Fiona, I believe.
Okay. Well, good. Let's talk about her because that was actually, I was saying, you know, one of my least favorite, you know, wrap-ups of the season. Mm-hmm. I was kind of getting, you know, I'm tired of the whole juggling men kind of thing. Uh-huh. So, obviously, Fiona kind of decides that she is, you know, in love or falling in love with Sean. Mm-hmm. So Gus, being the nice guy that he is giving her a chance to decide, you know, he's giving her time. He says, it doesn't have to be today, but please decide soon because I need to know. And his friend, when she goes to drop off coffee, was funny and said, listen, he's a nice guy. He's not going to walk away, and you're not. So.
Yeah, that, ouch.
Yeah, that hurt her pretty bad.
You know, but good. You know, for a second when we had both said ouch when they were at their table and Gus didn't want to stay there because I was kind of thinking, I'm like, wow, that's, you know, brutal. Like, he should just stay there. But then what he left with made a really good point, you know, that he doesn't want the kids to see him unless she's decided whether she wanted to be with him or not. So
right.
I was like, you know what, good for him.
Yeah,
good for him.
I did respect him for that.
Yeah. And the thing I don't like about Fiona is I feel as if she should have made up her... I don't like how she goes to Sean and presents him with that. I feel like she should have given closure to Gus before she goes. It's always like she has to see if somebody... If he likes her first, if he's going to love her back first.
Right.
I think she should have just made a decision, stood in it, told Gus, you're right, you know, I'm not ready for this.
Exactly.
I need to go explore other things.
It's almost
let him go and... Then pursue it.
Right. It's almost like because Gus isn't really fighting for her, she's like, oh, well, somebody else will.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Sean maybe will. And that was the total opposite. You know, I thought I thought when they were talking and then after they had that passionate kiss that it was going to be like those two. And then she said, you make me happy. And he was like, happiness is overrated, Fiona. Like, grow up.
Yeah.
And that took me, you know, took me back. I was like, wow, that was harsh and kind of confusing. I was like, stop playing games.
That's how
it kills me. As much as she does it too, they both do it to each other, which is why I'm so over it.
Agree with you. Because 2 weeks ago when I was here, I was all Team Sean. You know,
right.
I'm like, oh yeah, I like their chemistry. I like their all that. But now I'm over it too because I'm like, you don't need another person who is like back and forth and know I have issues and, you know, just enough.
Right. And like a lot of our fans have said, you know, she's just never going to be happy. They don't think like she might just not end up with anyone because she can never just settle with something. You know, the grass is like always greener with someone else for her. So, yeah. It's so, yeah, we'll see next season now. But I, you know, I at the end, like, I just, whatever.
I know. And now I'm kind of ready. I guess the next season for me needs to be, like, somebody completely new. What do you think? Do you want
one? Oh, it's
going
to have to be. Yeah. Because I think that's, you know, every season somebody's, you know, a couple different guys. How many guys were there this whole season? So we had Jimmy, Steve, Jack. So that's like three.
And beginning, she liked the other guy in the band. Remember the Australian?
Yeah, that, you know.
Oh, God, I'm blanking.
Yeah, that totally came with some other girl. And, yeah. So there were those two, Gus, Sean, the guy, the brother of, or the two brothers. How many is that? Like, so way too many.
Yeah. We'll have to do a tally of that before next season.
I'm bad at math. Yeah. I'm just not going to do it now. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So that is Fiona and how, you know, how the story ends for her for now. We'll see. I'd like to know what you guys thought. You know, maybe you have the total opposite reaction. Maybe you love Sean. That's great. We want to hear about it. So comment on YouTube or tweet us. We always like to hear it on Twitter as well. So what about, you know, another couple that has had some crazy scenes in the last couple of episodes, Frank and Bianca?
Yeah.
I think we all saw it coming. I think everyone's predictions were that she was going to, you know, commit suicide. And it's a hard topic to talk about always and to see, especially when she's going through the whole Russian roulette gun scene. Which I remember, you know, right when she grabbed the gun, I said, oh, she's going to play Russian roulette and put a bullet in. And I was like, of course she did. But I wasn't expecting her to just do it really quick like how she did. And I was like, oh, God, like, she's serious.
Yeah. So. Yeah, exactly. And we knew. And then we saw the bottle of pills. So we thought, oh, she's going to do it that way. She's going to overdose outside on the beach like that. But, yeah, I don't think, I didn't think that she was going to, at the beginning, I didn't think drowning would be her choice.
How she went.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was sad to see that she left a letter for, you know, Frank and her family, especially because her family was trying so hard to get her into, you know, into chemo. But we do see how bad her pain is. And so I guess, you know, going through that situation, and it's we've seen stories a lot this year, actually, you know, real stories of people deciding how they're going to, you know, how they're going to pass away because it's their body and they want to they want to deal with it, you know. However they please. And so you can't blame her for that, but, you know, it's just so, it's so tough because then I always, you know, with that note, I thought about the family. I'm like, God, it's so unfair.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's just, you know, it's tough to talk about.
Yeah, it is definitely a very, you know, difficult thing to talk about, and everybody's on their different sides of them. We respect every side they have. But, yeah, I agree. If it was me, you know, I think, you know, yes, it's like I feel bad for the family and stuff too. But then at the same time, if she's really in that much pain and she, you know, she, that's the way she chooses to live her life, it's with, you know, watching people die from cancer. Just
right.
I would rather go having great memories and the fun than have them see me be sick and, you know, than that too.
Yeah,
so.
I hear you.
So, yeah, so I completely respect her decision and her choice. And
well, and just, it was still nice to see Frank taking care of her.
Yeah.
The first thing I loved about him this episode was his outfit changes. You don't see him ever in, like, short sleeves and, you know, like a Tommy Bahama shirt, like stuff like that, because he's always in a jacket. It's Chicago. Yeah. It's cold. So it was so funny to see him, like, laid back, you know, in Costa Rica, having fun.
I totally agree. It was very refreshing to see him like that, and refreshing to see him laughing a lot and just definitely taking care of somebody else. That was a fun side of Frank to see, you know.
But we also knew that that relationship couldn't go on forever. You know, it was only so much that Frank could change and, you know, deal with that until we needed a totally new storyline. So I loved how they wrapped that up.
Yeah.
I agreed with everything, especially when he came back and saw the boys and he was like, she's gone, boys.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
She's gone.
That was my favorite part, too. Because, you know, I was never a huge fan of this, of them two together.
Right.
Like,
right.
I was like, okay, I could have had one, maybe two episodes of that. That's probably all I needed. But yeah, I agree. Having that moment when he came back and said that with the boys and then just watching them crack up laughing and just like,
because they I don't think they even knew what was going on. Those two definitely, they were kind of all, you know, all over the place.
Yeah.
So they're just like, oh, here's Frank again. Like, who the hell knows what he's talking about? Yeah. Oh, gosh, that's funny. So let's talk a little bit about, I wanted to talk a little bit about Kevin V. Just touch on them quick. I asked you because I didn't see you last week. Uh-huh. How you liked how they got back together?
And I loved it. Yeah, I loved it. I was happy to see them back together, and yeah, that was great.
Me too. And so we see a little bit more of that this week, and actually. Well, first we see them going to have Kev tested for STDs because he slept with 22 or 23, give or take, 5 or 6.
Yeah, like we looked at each other. I'm like, okay, deal breaker, right? Like if your husband comes home and that's the number. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to the office with him to get checked out.
But like, yeah, like 22 or 20.
Give or take 5 or 6.
And even V was surprised. I think she was expecting maybe like 5.
Yeah.
And he's counting on his fingers. And even he can't even answer the nurse. And she's like, okay, we'll just like ballpark it. Yeah. Like just guess.
And that nurse, I mean, she was just appalled. She was just like.
Well, because what I wrote down, he was saying all of these like crude things that the co-eds loved.
The poop hole loophole. That was my favorite, too. Favorite line of the night was that one.
Absolutely, because it kept talking about how they loved, because she asked a question, the nurse, and he was like, well, oral or anal? And V was like, anal? Yeah. And that's when he said that. Oh, my God, yeah. Crazy, crazy co-ed sluts. Those sluts. Yeah, but he definitely got around, and so he got a big shot to get that taken care of.
She also called him, what, the Delta Sletta and then the Dip the Stick Marathon or something like that.
Good nickname.
I guess that was later with the mom, wasn't it, though?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, who is hilarious also. Yes. Because she keeps talking about him like she knows him, because she does. Yeah. Like, you have to remember she had sex with him a bunch to get pregnant.
Yeah, which that, yeah, he handled that well, too, because I'm like, oh, no. Like, right. Too much. She enjoyed it a little too much.
Right. Oh, my God. There were even some comments in there, V made about, you know, oh yeah, the girls took all 15 inches, you know, talking about Kev, which I thought was funny. They always throw some random funny lines in there. So yeah, those two are funny, but towards the end of, you know, their scenes, we see V tries to dress up like one of the co-eds. She thinks they wear, you know, dirty schoolgirl outfits.
Britney Spears outfit,
And he's like, no, just, you know, they were in sweatpants and whatever. And, she goes into the bathroom. She's all upset, you know, probably embarrassed. I would be so embarrassed.
Oh, yeah.
And he finally goes and he's like, I don't want you to dress up like anyone else. Like, I want you to wear V clothes. Like, just be yourself. And then the babies start crying. And usually he runs right to them. But, you know, we finally see him stay and choose V, which, perfect.
We were both like, stay, like, stay.
Yeah.
Good move, Kev.
Exactly. Yeah. And so it was really, really nice. And then Howie said, you know, let's go get them together. So I have high hopes for the two next season. Yeah. And I'm glad that they're, you know, pretty much working things out.
Me too. At least all things are right with that one.
Yeah. Oh, but we've got some others that are not all right. Not
Which
all
one
right,
are we doing, Debs? All right.
It is not all right.
No.
Debbie? You, God, it makes me so mad. Because I just want to, like, shake her.
Yeah. You know, but I love the writing on this one because it's also, it's so interesting to watch her anger with Fiona because it's, you kind of agree with everything she's saying, you know?
Absolutely.
But then you feel sorry for Fiona, too, because it's like she never asked to be the mother of all this. So it's like, when does she get to just live her life, too? So I just think it's very well written on in this storyline.
Right. And, so when we knew last episode that Debbie wanted to get pregnant because she wanted to have that nice family, you know, a close family. Derek's family is, you know, a little bit more normal, more together. We even hear him say, you know, I have to be home, like my dad will kill me. So, you know, his parents are like a bit more in tune with what's going on. But this episode we see her buying a pregnancy test, Plan B, and then we got that creepy guy behind the counter.
Yeah, what was that?
This is typical Shameless throwing in some random character out of nowhere where you're like, what the hell? And he's so creepy, but so good, but so creepy.
Yeah, and then Deb's reaction to him, too, which is, it was awesome. And he just kept going. He just got creepier and creepier.
So she tried to grab condoms, like, you know, being a badass, and he's like, oh, he must be real big. Because she didn't realize she grabbed magnums, and then he's like, oh, ribbed? Oh, okay. It's just so awkward.
Oh, it was gross.
Yeah, but so we find out that Debbie thinks she's pregnant. She tells Fiona, you know, kind of blurts it out when she's mad because Fiona kicked Derek out. And I was shocked. I have predicted this whole season that she wasn't actually going to get pregnant. Mm-hmm. But if you watch through the credits, if everyone watched through the credits, mm-hmm. they show her looking at a pregnancy test and kind of looking sad and then going, and looking really excited. So you want to assume she's pregnant, but maybe she finally realize she doesn't want to be pregnant, and then she's not pregnant. Who knows?
Yeah, so yeah, it could go either way on this one. Yeah, I think I predicted early in the season that she was going to get pregnant this year. But I hope I'm wrong. I hope
you
that,
don't want her to get pregnant.
I don't know. I mean, I never wanted her to.
Right, but for the story.
Right. No, I don't want to see her have to go through the choice of all that. And
Fiona saying immediately, "You're getting an abortion tomorrow." The topics that they
go through,
you know, you don't hold back. There's no being politically correct on any, you know, any level
they
on this show.
They put it right out there right away.
Which is fine with me because it's realistic.
Yeah.
You know, obviously some of the storyline is totally maybe unrealistic, but a lot of it is very, I would imagine that happens all the time. Mm-hmm. And that would be an extremely hard decision. But it's Deb's decision, mm-hmm. not Fiona's, mm-hmm. which is what we're going to see. You know, she's going to be the one that really takes over that storyline. So.
Well, and we've seen her, you know, they treat her like she's so young, but, you know, we've seen her now taking care of the family, kind of filling in that role that Fiona was doing before since she hasn't been there. So, you know, I guess maybe this might be her next...
It would be hard for her not to grow up fast, too, seeing everyone have sex in the house. You know, even what they watch on TV. Like, we saw Liam, poor little guy.
Oh, you're like, he's screwed. He's going to be so messed up.
He's so screwed. Poor little Liam. He's so cute, too. Yeah. Watching that zombie movie where they're, like, eating people's arms and heads.
Yeah, I mean, seeing that, seeing Debs have sex. I mean, everything. He's, like, getting such an eyeful at such a young age.
Right. I couldn't imagine. But, yeah, she's gone through so many things already within 14. They say she's, you know, 14. Yeah. Almost 15. But, yeah, gosh, that would be so tough. Mm-hmm. And the whole, well, we haven't even, you know, they don't even discuss in the show what Derek would think of all this. This poor kid, you know, they're having sex, so it's always a possibility. But he has no idea that she's purposely trying to do this, and he's going to get totally screwed over.
I know, and you know, I love them together. I just think they're so cute, you know? And she said, "I love you," and he said it back, and I just want there to be, you know, one unit of happiness.
Oh, right, so, like, exactly. Yeah. Just, like, not screwed up happiness. Like, they're just normal. No, someone's going to be pregnant.
Yeah.
We'll see. He hasn't been fighting either. We don't see him fighting anymore. It's kind of off of that storyline. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so that's a, you know, they finished that up well, too. Leaves you hanging. Leaves you wanting more. Mm-hmm. I definitely can't wait until, you know, now I can't wait till next season to see how all this works out.
Yeah, me too.
We'll see. We shall see. Okay. Oh.
Oh, this one. I couldn't. This one brought tears to my eyes tonight.
So we're reacting to this because it's Ian and Mickey. And it's no surprise to everyone that's been watching with us that they're our favorite couple and have been. You know, Ian still was struggling really, you know, a lot with Monica at the beginning of this episode. Mm-hmm. Monica hasn't changed a bit.
No.
That's one character that I just do not like.
I know. You just don't want to see her back anymore. You won't see her in their lives at all. Just be gone.
Yeah. She plays an amazing part. Oh, yeah. Like, thinking about her and her character, I mean, she plays an amazing part.
Yeah.
And I always said characters that can make you hate them, that's how you know they're good. You know, that's how you know they're really, you know, in tune with that character. But she just doesn't get it. Mm-mm. And it's her disease. They know that she's not taking her meds. She's never been on her meds. She keeps saying, people will love you for who you are. And it's sad because it's not that people don't love them for who they are. They just have a mental illness. And it's just a chemical imbalance. And they just, you know, fix it with medicine so that they can live a normal life. Mm-hmm. And so it's sad to see Monica trying to push that on Ian. But I think he realizes after seeing her boyfriend and, you know, the trailer park she lives in, that he doesn't want that.
Well, yeah, and it's just it's tough to watch at this point in his life because we all know he's so fragile dealing, processing everything. And then to be back with Monica, of all people, who, you know, he goes to the restaurant and she has no money, of course, and hopes that he has money, you know, and it's just like the same thing starting over. And then he watches her, knows that she did something in order to get the money for now this giant buffet meal that they have. Because, of course, you couldn't just order like normal.
Oh,
you
God,
know,
no.
You have to go to the extreme
right.
so that you don't have money for the next meal. And, yeah, I mean, she just... Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's because you can see the pain in his eyes as he's remembering all the things like she did to him when he was little right. and how he remembers, and, you know, and it's just infuriating to watch.
Right. How about when she, you know, he was saying, oh, God, am I going to have to run out of the back window again? And she didn't remember any of it. Uh-uh. And he was like, I think I was like 6 or 7.
Yeah.
You know, when they're already making him do that kind of stuff. And she was like, oh, we had such great times. And we both were like, it's not a good time.
Yeah. And that's just it. It's that she doesn't remember. You know, she doesn't own up to all the pain that she did cause. You
right.
know? So there's no accountability for the life that she,
oh,
you
and
know,
how
she
about
created
when,
for them.
When she said, you know, we see her kind of switch a little bit when he says, I don't have any money. And she's like, what do you mean? The Army didn't give you money?
Yeah.
You didn't get any money before discharge? And that clearly shows why she went there in the first place. Which... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's another one of those things where you're like, oh,
exactly,
boom.
Yeah.
You just want to punch her in the face.
You do.
Yeah.
And then what about, oh, you made a good discovery with Walter.
Well, Walter likes to cook crystal meth, and I was like, oh, a bunch of Walters. Walter mm-hmm. White, little mm-hmm. Breaking Bad action there. Who knows whether that was a coincidence or not, or, you know. Mm-hmm. No one will ever be the Walter White.
No. Especially not this Walter.
Oh, exactly.
I don't think he had the mental capability to become
Agreed.
Walter White.
That crystal meth was probably quite bad.
Yeah.
we both said, is that crystal meth? We didn't even know. We were like, what is that? Like,
we're so bad. We were like...
I looked it up on Google.
Yeah, because we didn't know if they were going to say for sure. And we're like, clearly we're not the
Right. I didn't want to come on here and say like, oh, God, they were cooking, you know, whatever. And then... Everyone's like, that's
comments,
not,
yeah. You idiots, that's not what meth looks like.
Exactly. Oh, man. I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I don't need to know what meth looks like. I couldn't even, oh, man. But yeah, Ian gets so mad at that. And it's not like they're not around, you know, drugs and all that kind of stuff all the time. It's the fact that she's, you know, selling it for him. He's cooking. She's doing nothing with her life. And, you know... Just like, really, you're gonna leave your family and do that?
Yeah, and what was hard too is that she gives him that speech about being in love and being happy. So you think that that's, you know, gonna turn? Yeah, that's what it was, just such a tease for us because we're like, oh, good, now he's gonna realize when the phone rings. You know, he has it up by the stars. We're like, okay, he knows what he wants, and then we just get crushed.
Absolutely crushed.
Mickey's eyes when he's oh, you're breaking
God.
Up with me. I can't do it today.
I kept saying, I'm going to cry if he breaks up with him right now. I didn't, but I was close.
Yeah.
And it was because of Mickey. Noel Fisher's acting was like...
He always nails it. It just
wouldn't you like to know what he was like thinking about or tuning into or like what in his life happened where he was able to...
Yeah, I would for all the stuff he does. He's such a great character, and he just plays so many different levels without,
right.
like, just doing it so subtly, you know?
Right.
Like, I just love his acting. Love it.
And it was so, it's so sad because he kept saying, you know, you kind of kept hinting at, like, you want to change me. Like, this is just what I am. Like, I'm not taking my meds because I hate them. And I'm always going to be crazy and mm-hmm. do crazy things, and are you still going to love me? And... You know, Mickey tries to be nice and say, yeah, this is like through sickness and in health.
Yeah.
And, you know, gives the marriage speech. And Ian's like, what, are we going to go down to City Hall and put on a couple of tuxes? You know, and totally just, you know.
Did you think
he was
going to do that? I mean, did you think?
No, I didn't think that they were going to break up or that Ian was going to react that way. I don't know if I know what I was thinking was going to happen. I just can't imagine those two with anyone else. And even when Mickey was in that park, I don't know what that was. If that was like it was all gay men. So wherever that was, you know, he was going to pick up some, you know, some guy to have sex with.
Hadn't they been in that park before?
Maybe, I don't know.
Could be making stuff up, but I thought
they possibly have that. I don't remember. But it was just, it was weird to even see him, like, go and pick up somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just, I thought that, I mean, I didn't expect it to be this, like, oh, yes, everything's normal, everything's fine. But after Mickey gave that speech, I thought there was just going to be a hug and they were going to be like, let's do this. Let's, you know, I just thought it was going to be a simple moment, but they were going to, we were going to get closure that they were going to get back together.
Right. Well, and now, but I still don't know. I said at the end, I still don't know exactly for sure if they're broken up because Sammy, batshit crazy Sammy, comes in with a gun. And I was waiting for it because I was like, well, she was in that box. Like, yeah. She has to be back at some point.
I almost, like, I thought of it after watching last week. I'm like, oh, she's going to come back and do something. But then tonight, I completely, as we were going through so much other stuff was going on that they got me. I completely forgot. Like, didn't expect it was going to happen this episode then. And they got me.
And she just walks back, like, with this face.
I'm just glad. I mean, I don't know what will happen, but I'm glad we didn't at least see Mickey get shot or something, because that would have been a terrible one to end on tonight.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
that I couldn't have handled that. Mm-mm. If that fight happened and then, No.
We're glad it didn't happen.
Yeah, that would have been really bad. I would have been so upset. But it is funny how she's chasing him down the street and just shooting so many, like, random things.
Through the window, he's watching. Well, it was really funny to watch Fiona and Bea then diving under the table, and then they're like, wait, you know, and then Ian's back, and then Sammy's back. It's like watching them. I love the humor
Fiona
that they get.
Fiona totally stops looking at the gun. She's like, oh, hi. Yeah. Good to see you. That's so true. They just, like, awesome. Yeah, it's like, whatever, someone's getting shot at.
Yeah.
Again. Southside Chicago. Yeah, it's just like, it was just so crazy. So I'm hoping that maybe let them not finish that conversation so that they can still at least be together. I don't know. I guess I think that they're going to end up together again somehow eventually. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just hope so.
Yeah, me too. I'm not going to lose hope on that one.
Yeah, for sure. You know who we didn't talk about? Another relationship that totally...
Lip?
Yes.
I just wrote it down while you were talking. I was like, oh, we got to remember
too. I saw Amanda's name.
Girl! Oh, how great was she? She got such a great punch in. I loved it. I love that it wasn't just this wussy slap, you know, that she just...
Exactly. Blood immediately and in front of everyone in the library. That was the best part because they all clapped after and Lip was like... Thank you.
Yeah, her speech too, you know. Like, I mean, because we felt sorry for her because
I saw, you know, so many of my friends in college go through that type of situation, you know, and even a little myself. But
I was going to say, I think we can all relate to that one when you can't figure out why not you.
They're going to laugh. But yeah, sort of.
Your mom watches.
And my mom's going to tweet that tomorrow, like, what are you talking about? So I didn't punch anyone in a library or anything, but so you see, you know, girls getting feelings for these guys, and she even says, you know, you made me fall in love with you, like, you asshole, and then we see him just leave her in the room.
Yeah.
When she was obviously trying to, like, get him to, you know, be back with her, which is not what he wants anymore. It's so tough to see her heartbroken.
Yeah.
Because it's just such a shitty feeling.
It is, you know, and I think it's hard because it's like she's tried to be, you know, just a really cool girl and just very supportive of him and just, you know, just kind of like easygoing with everything. But we could all tell that, you know, she was developing.
Yeah, she was never the clingy girlfriend. No. Like, she didn't even mind right away when he had sex with somebody else and it was the teacher. It was like, oh, you know. How was it? You know, it wasn't like that. But once she realizes that he's going there all the time and she starts asking about, you know, the feelings and is it just sex or, you know, do you love her? And is she just better than me? Like, what is it? She's just trying to understand because he just totally flipped, you know, she was there one day and then totally gone.
Yeah. I mean, they were having sex all the time and it's just.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, you can, but it's like,
right.
I've been there, but it's just
girls.
Yeah, like it's all a girl. Yeah, it's definitely girl talk on this one. But
yeah,
also the fact that she knows that this professor has a history of doing this with, she's like had how many others. So I think it'd be easier to process for her if she was like, okay, this is just an older woman that he's fallen in love with.
Right.
Okay,
or even just another college student.
Yeah.
Like a normal relationship.
Yeah. But the fact that it's a creepy professor, I mean, gorgeous, creepy professor right. who is having sex with the husband, I mean, watching and that would, I mean... Yeah, so it's a lot.
Well,
for her,
he clearly
her
likes it because Lip, you know, admits at the end, well, I think I'm falling in love with my professor.
Yeah.
Which kind of surprised me, too.
Me too.
I predicted that he was going to be a little freaked out by all of the, you know, watching, the husband watching.
Yeah, I didn't expect him to fall in love with her. I thought it was just going to be kind of what it was. Like, he'd have great sex with her and, you right. know, that. Just, and I think he was attracted to the intellect, and so I thought, oh, this would just be a good relationship for that, you know.
Right.
But I didn't expect him to fall in love with her.
Yeah. No, I agree. I also think Amanda, you know, thinking about her, he met her parents
yeah.
and her whole family. And to mm-hmm. me, that's a, you know, that's a big step, whether you meant it like that or not.
Yeah.
He still interacted with your family and has still seen that side of you, which makes it tough.
Yeah,
like very tough.
We always thought the dad was going to help him with the internship
with a job.
And jobs. Yeah,
yeah.
So, which I guess still could happen.
Right. Next year. Who knows? Maybe the teacher. Because we. Do you think she actually likes him? What do you think her purpose of having sex with him
no,
is?
No, I think she. I don't think like she's in love with him. I think she likes the thrill of these young guys and mm-hmm. you know, just yeah. I think she just likes. For me, I think it's the good. Good sex.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe next season she screws Lip over and then there's Amanda and he, you know, gives it one of the, oh, well, there you are.
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know. I don't, yeah, I agree. I don't think Helene actually likes mm-hmm. him.
Yes. It just seems too much of a game to me, I think. I don't know.
But then again, she does help him a lot, though.
Yeah.
Like, she gives him all the clothes for everything and tries to help him with jobs, or at least she puts up a lot of talk.
That's true. I just want, I mean, is she doing this for all of the guys, all the kids that she's been with?
This right.
is kind of.
Well, that would be different, too, if we start to see a different relationship with her, maybe somebody else where he, you know, walks in on her and another student and
yeah.
is like,
yeah.
Okay, so maybe I'm not the only one.
yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Should we make predictions? Do we have anything else to talk about? I know we went through it fast, but it's.
Let's just look real quick
yeah.
to make sure we got.
I'm sure we'll know if we missed anything.
Yeah.
People will tell us, but
yeah,
I definitely would like to know everyone's opinions on how everything wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, did you enjoy it? Did you get mad at how, you know, different characters' relationships ended up? Please, please tell us because we want to know for next season. And tell us,
yeah.
You know, what you guys liked about the panel this season and what you'd like to see for next season because hopefully mm-hmm. we will both be back.
Yes, and we're yeah. determined. We're sorry that we didn't get as many guests on this year as we intended, but so we're setting our intentions out early that next year we want to get a lot of people in here.
Yeah,
so.
We got to get Emmy somehow.
Yeah, yes.
That would be
we
so
will.
Fun.
We will, yeah.
But let's make our predictions because we should, you know. You could have so many predictions.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
At the end of the season.
Predictions.
If you have one.
No, I might have to go back and forth. I kind of think it's the end of Amanda.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to ever choose to go back with her.
Yeah. I think that was a good ending for her. A big old punch and,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Punch and dramatic scream.
It's kind of a good one to walk out on. I thought so, too. Man. Yeah, and I think we said before, I don't think it's going to be Gus or Sean, so.
Oh, what do you think about Carl and Chucky? That could be a prediction. So we see that at the end that they, you know. They're walking up like West Side Story
yeah,
style,
yeah.
you know, with both of their crews. And then they say, let's do this. And we assume they fight. What do you think is
yeah.
going to happen with those two?
I mean, if they're fighting and stuff, like, that's not looking very good because they're going to be staying there longer.
Well, Carl
like,
wants to stay there. He's like, I'm going to rule this place.
He looked like such a little badass,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
He's so bad. Oh,
him and his
yeah.
do-rag.
But I mean, yeah. What do you think on that one? Because I mean, you know, can they be in there the whole next season?
I thought Chucky looked like a little bit more of a badass than I expected. Almost like something clicked a little bit and he kind of realized where he was. I'm hoping Chucky next season has a bigger role and actually like talks more. And because he's a funny character. I think he's a fan favorite just from being, you know, awkward little Chucky self.
Yeah. Do you think they'll stay in there the whole season and maybe we'll get some other characters introduced who are in there with them, kind of like a Orange is the New Black, and watch them go back and forth?
I do think they're going to be in there, if not the whole season, pretty close. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really good storyline that they can play out for a while.
And you can't just let them out. I mean, they've got to,
absolutely.
That'll be fun.
So, I hope that happens. Right now, I really could care less about what happens with Fiona's relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it was just so much of it this season that maybe next season she'll be single most of the season. Who knows? Maybe she'll have, like, a realization that she just needs to do you, girl, for a while.
I agree with you on that one. And then Deb's pregnant or not pregnant?
I think she's pregnant.
I think she is, too.
I think she's pregnant, but I think she's going to get rid of it. Yeah, I think she's going to be happy right away until she tells Derek and he freaks out and then she, changes her mind. But yeah, I think she's pregnant.
I think so too. I think that's going to be the storyline with people, her.
People and most of our fans, all of you guys commenting, somebody has to be pregnant, right? Everybody was saying, you know, either Fiona's going to be pregnant or Debbie's going to be pregnant. And so, yeah, I think they're finally throwing that baby in there. They could not take care of another baby. I don't know where they'd put it, or they don't even have food in the house now. It would just be so tough. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we think she's pregnant. Mm-hmm. And other than that, I think Kevin and V are going to be okay, and we're going to see a lot of their, like, good relationship now with the girls. Maybe they'll have the girls back older. Go ahead.
I thought one jumped into my mind. Are we going to see Joan Cusack back next season?
Oh, God, I hope so. I said that last week. I was like, she's my favorite character. I want her to come back. Maybe that's what happens with Lip. Is she still the daughter?
See, because I...
Could she come back?
Yes. Yeah. And I think we have to bring her back. I would love to see them back. When they took off with the RV, I thought that's if she finds them and then they all come back. I would love that for next season.
Yeah, that could be really good because that would screw Lip up so much.
Yeah.
And that could be how that relationship changes with the teacher. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I love Joan Cusack so much. I hope she's back.
But it's been too long without her. We got to get her back.
Right. That's a good one to end on. I think that's good.
I know. I never wanted to end. The show is so much fun.
It's so bittersweet. Until next season, everyone.
All right. Thank you guys so much for watching all season.
And JJ, where can they find you on Twitter?
You can find me at JJ Juergens on Twitter, Juergens JJ on Instagram, or at my blog at tomgirl.tv.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Haley Clover. And make sure you follow us so that you can find out what panel we'll be on next. Yeah. Other
we
shows.
We might be on something together coming up again.
Yeah. So, follow us to find out. And make sure you subscribe on YouTube so that you can watch all of the other amazing after shows that AfterBuzz has to offer. So thanks so much again, guys. We'll see you next season.
Bye.
Goodbye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.